know, there's not a whole lot of occasions when you kind of sit back and say, oh, this is awesome and really cool part of my job. But, you know, when you're around Frank Robinson and Hank Aaron, that's one of those times you kind of just kind of sit there and think about, you know, what I do is pretty cool. So that was a cool day being around two baseball legends, that's for sure.
Without question. I mean, boy, we're also talking to the same guy that got destroyed by some champagne in the Cleveland Indians locker room when they won the ALCS last year, too. So it's been a heck of a year to be Joel Hammond, that's for sure. But Joel's on. He's brought to us by the Avon Brewing Company. Love Avon Brewing Company. In case you haven't been there yet, go on down there and check out the King Coconut, Avon Brewing Company and Grill at the historic building on the corner of 611 and Detroit Road at Avon's French Creek District. Joel, All-Star voting numbers released a little bit earlier today. And as I look on Twitter every single day, I see a whole new host of folks are voting on all tribe players. Where are we at with that process?
Yeah, I would say that if we drew up a dream scenario as far as all of our All-Star voting efforts, we got it today. So Francisco Lindor leads by a wide margin the AL shortstop race. Michael Brantley, as of today, was only 4,000 votes out of the third AL outfield spot. And when that sounds like a lot when you first hear it, but when you talk about, you know, these guys have 337,000 votes, that's not a whole heck of a lot of ground to make up. So Jose Ramirez is 18,000 votes out of the lead and at third base. Edwin is second in the ALDH voting, although the gap there is a little bigger. Carlos Santana's third in AL first base voting, although that gap is only about 40,000 votes. So, you know, we put a lot of effort into this because we talked about this, guys. We want to show our players that our fans can get behind them and that we're behind them. And this is really, we were very pleased with these efforts. Now what we can do is kind of rest on the laurels. You know, Carlos Correa's second AL shortstop voting, he's red hot. The Astros are red hot. And then we know their fans are going to kind of get after it. So we need our fans to continue to vote for Francisco and get him into that starting spot in Miami.
Joel, it seems like every once in a while the All-Star game comes around. You have players who are kind of on both sides of the fence who may want to be there and appreciate the gesture by the fans, and then some who kind of want to rest up, get ready during that All-Star break. But as we've watched the Indians here over the year, when Kipnis gets in, when Kluber got in last year late in the game, it really seemed like the Cleveland Indians players really want to be there. I mean, they want to go there and represent with Terry Francona.
Yeah, and Terry wants him there, and I can tell you, I'm not name dropping. I know Andy will make a big deal out of this, make fun of me. But when you talk to Jose Ramirez briefly before I hopped on the call, and you know he said in as plain as English as he could say that I want to go. He wants to go. Francisco is one of those guys that you know he doesn't really he doesn't want to go home and rest. He wants he appreciates, you know, you talk about appreciating the moment, appreciating what you're being able to do. Francisco loves being around his fellow baseball players, the best of the best. He loves going to the All-Star game. He loved it last year, and he wants to go back, and hopefully we can get him into that starting lineup to represent the Indians. But our guys absolutely want to be there. We hope that, you know, of course you only vote on the position players, but we hope that, of course, Andrew Miller and Cody Allen would be eventually selected to the pitching staff too. But we're hoping to have all kinds of representation of the Cleveland Indians down in Miami.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I know you guys had something going on today as well at Walnut Wednesday. That was also done in an effort to try and improve the chances of more Indians getting into the All-Star game. For those who don't know what's going on at Walnut Wednesday today, can you kind of give us the 411 on what's happening there?
Yeah, we took, unfortunately, Nick Goody, the reliever, drew the short straw and came out to Walnut Wednesday, which is kind of a lunchtime food truck festival in downtown Cleveland. They do it every Wednesday, real popular with downtown employees and that sort of thing. So we hauled Nick out with Slider and the hot dogs, and we brought some All-Star voting flyers and some I voted stickers and really tried to engage those folks. Again, we're trying to figure out ways to get in front of different people to make sure they're voting for our guys. Really successful event. It was funny. Nick actually really got into it. You know, he's not a guy that you can vote for. He's a relief pitcher. You can't vote for him. He's had a great year. But, you know, I think he took a lot of pride in it and supporting his teammates. And so every time I turned around when we were out there, he was, you know, away from me and engaging fans and saying, hey, this is why I need to do this. So really fun event. And, yeah, we were happy to do it. And it's fun to get out and talk to the fans, especially when we're playing well. And after we had that good news to share with them about our guys standing in the All-Star vote.
Joel, you mentioned the ballots going out. How many ways are there to vote for Indians players, and how many times can you do it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So you can vote five times a day and 35 times total. per email address. So it doesn't, there's nothing preventing you from creating different email addresses or using two if you have two, or work in a personal, whatever. Indians.com/vote is one way. On the Ballpark app, which I know we've talked about a number of times, you can vote on there too. If you're coming to games at Progressive Field, we have this cool thing where if you vote at the park and show us the confirmation email you get, you can show that to us at our KeyBank Fan Hub near Section 177. We'll enter you into a drawing for an autographed ball or a T-shirt or something cool. So all kinds of different ways to vote, and we talked about it last week where we're practically begging you guys to vote, our fans to vote. And hopefully the proof is in the pudding here after this first update.
That MLB Ballpark app is something else. I know, as you mentioned, we've talked about it several times, but it really is incredible how many things that you can do with that app, and I think it really enhances that ballpark experience immensely. Joel, I know a little bit later on today there's going to be an off-the-field special on STO that they're going to be producing. What can you tell us about that off-the-field special?
Yeah, it's actually the game telecast. So really looking forward to this and hoping your listeners are able to tune in tonight to the TV broadcast. Essentially, Sports Time Ohio, this is something that Fox Sports has done in Cincinnati. Essentially, Sports Time Ohio is going to be telling our story, our off-field story, throughout the game. So they'll have guests on from Paul Dolan to Bobby DiBiasio to our community impact team, talking about and telling our story about everything our players and our executives do off the field, which is extensive. We just, today Corey Kluber and Josh Tomlin and Cody Allen went to Cleveland Clinic Children's and met with sick kids and their families. And, it's crazy how much our guys do. We get that our fans, all they want is wins. We get it. It's a sport. It's a business. We want to win. We want to win as much as our fans do, but we love telling the stories of how much our players do off the field and how connected they are in our community. And so that's what tonight's telecast will be all about on Sports Ohio. And hopefully your listeners and our fans out in Lorain County love it and learn a little bit more about what we do off the field.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. His appearances weekly are brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Along those same lines, Joel, I know in a release that you sent out to the media a little bit earlier today, there was a link in there to a story about one of Carlos Santana's friends by the name of Nico, who apparently inspired him to hit a home run. For those that don't know that story, can you enlighten us?
Yeah, this goes back to 2014. This young man, Nico, I believe he has multiple sclerosis. He's affected by some sort of developmental disability and came down with his mom and dad. And since then, his mom and dad have had twins, and they're just the cutest family you can possibly imagine. They're season ticket holders. So every now and again, they'll use their season ticket holder perks and rewards to come down on the field. And it seems like every time Nico is here, Carlos hits a homer. So this started in 2014. They met on the field. Nico, in his way, asked Carlos to hit him a home run that night, and Carlos did. And ever since then, they've been friends. Carlos came out of the dugout the other day, mentioned to him that Nico was here, and of course he went right over, yelled immediately, "Nico!" and spent time with them. And they had the same shirt on. And so the other day, Nico was here again, and of course Santana homered again. So really, just kind of another kind of look at how our players kind of develop those relationships with some of our fans, our special fans. And it's easy for me to say that you love our guys and all they do in the community, but it's really we have a really special group, and we've talked about it a ton, but it's another point of pride to be associated with the tribe.
Joel, as always, we appreciate you spending some time with us here. I know you're busy. You've got a game coming up here in just a few hours as the Tribe plays Game 3 against the Oakland A's. And again, we'll have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Always a pleasure to have you on, and we will certainly do it again next week.
Guys, thank you, and we'll talk to you then.